Kenny, defensive errors cost you the match today?
No, I think collectively we weren't. I have to take the blame because I've been really frustrated this week, and I was throwing out negative energy to the players. I was argumentative. I was frustrated. I was all of the things that comes into negative energy, and I was like a bear with a sore head. I was just hurting so much from last week, and I let it transfer onto the training ground. And I apologise to the supporters for that. That's poor management. And I don't want any blame attached to the players today, because I said we can go against them, but I didn't realise how far they were ahead of us. And the players like Patrick McIlhenny and Mountney and Benson making runs from midfield, we tried to be too open against them, and we're not good enough. We're not anywhere near as good as them. And we have to accept that that was foolhardy of me, and to go up against a team who is so much better than you, and you're only going to get opened up, and that's my fault. Let's not blame any of the players.
Must be disheartening, Kenny, looking at the likes of Patrick McIlhenny, Mickey Duffy, running the roost in the first half of the game. Must be disheartening for you as a Derry manager, knowing that there were two former Kenny players.
Yeah, well, that's just a characteristic of where we are, you know, and it happens all over the world. You know, you've got the haves and the have-nots. I don't want to go into that, but you know, they've got players who have, if you look at their League of Ireland, if you took every player in their team and you counted their League of Ireland appearances, every single player in that team has played in the League of Ireland for another League of Ireland club, or maybe two, or maybe three. So they've an abundance of experience in that.
Kenny, how do you pick your team up now for the coming games with Leitrim and Cork?
Well, we've only got the next 7 weekends. We haven't got any. We've got 2 games, and what can I do about that? It's going to be difficult. We're victims of giving youth a chance, and with 5 players called up for the Drogheda game, it'll not go. It's gone, and the same will apply for the Cork game, and then the FAI and their wisdom have the FAI Cup every fortnight. So if you go out in the first round, you've got no games for 2 or 3 weekends after that. So, and you know, it's just put us in a, especially after losing. When you win, it's different, but when you lose going into a break, which we are going into, you can't get your team to try and restore some pride and restore some good form. We can't do that over the next 7 weeks, so it's going to be very difficult. But there's no excuses there. It's just things that are sent to test you. And we, by the time we play our next game, I don't know when it is, the middle of September or something, it's going to be a lot of water under the bridge before that.